B-Pod Studios.
It was on this day that we recorded the Rap Party podcast.
And it was good.
Maybe.
We are doing a rap party. Thanks so much for joining us and listening to an additional 20 minutes of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Nicole will be in here in just a little bit.
But we want to take this opportunity to promote our other podcast, Way Less. no, the War of the Roses. War of the Roses podcast. Here's the thing. We, on today's War of the Roses, are promoting people to go to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we'll promote.
I know.
You to go to that one.
I know. And we totally, and I know you guys, we talked about this. We totally have to revisit Mock Made. We had a new concept for it and everything, but it means that we have to get together.
Well, we don't have to. We could do it remotely, just drunk with video cameras and.
Oh, I guess we could.
Yeah, we can do it remotely. Here's the thing. I am now a part of. Six podcasts?
Oh.
I don't want to take on Mock Made.
Right.
It's a little too much for me. I'm stretched a little thin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I love doing Mock Made.
Right. I do too. It's a lot of fun.
But it's got to be... See, like, this isn't so much of a production. We just come on, we record, we talk about the show.
Right.
Mock Made...
was a production.
Is a production.
We even brainstormed the new season's episodes. Do you remember?
Yes.
Let me pull it up.
I have them somewhere.
I do too. Hang on. Mock Made.
No, don't pull them up, because then that's going to make it real, and then...
Season 2 pre-production that never occurred. And this was sent, February 27, 2020.
Yes, yeah, see?
Before
the pandemic hit, we had big plans.
All right, episodes included a computer mouse, a sticker, mirrors, fire hydrant, laptop, fireplace, water hose, vacuum cleaner, zipper, Velcro, Nintendo, FM radio, canned food, washing dryer machine, sliced bread. Sliced bread would be pretty good.
So this was, and the concept is kind of like if you've watched a Drunk History on... the comedy channel. It's really funny because you drink and talk about how it happened, and they reenact it.
You just make it up.
Comedy Central is hilarious with that, by the way. But ours was kind of like a knock on How It's Made, which is a podcast that a guy named Guy Raz does from NPR.
Yep.
And he sits down with like the CEO of, you know, Zappos. And it was kind of like How It's Made, but we called it Mock Made. Great concept. We got to freaking do it.
Great brand. It had good branding, good logo.
It was one of the first podcasts on the B-Pod Studios platform.
It was. It won awards up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
It's an award-winning podcast.
And then we dropped it. We need to bring it back.
Yeah.
We just need to.
But, you know, I know Lauren's trying to get one of her podcasts on the Beasley Network, and it's taking its sweet time. Yeah. I don't know if they'll even accept us back, honestly.
You think we've ruined it?
Yeah, well,
see, they
should want
us.
I feel like nobody wants to tell me that they don't want my podcast.
Well, that's why in my email I sent to corporate, I'm like, do you want it?
Yeah, I'm like, and it's okay if you don't. I'll just put it somewhere else.
And then after I left, because Lauren's been dealing with this thing where she's trying to get her podcast on the network, and it's been going on since September. And then I had this whole internal thing where I wanted to call you yesterday and apologize.
For what?
Well, because I was like, I'll send an email. And I'm like, that kind of sounds sexist. Like,
yeah, but you're the podcast captain.
Yeah.
I know. But I can see how someone would be like, oh, so the man needs to send the email.
No, and I was like, offended. Sometimes I need a little backup.
I know. And that's where it was coming from. It was coming from maybe another person.
I don't think of it so much as like, I don't.
I was afraid that you thought that I was...
No, I did not. And I don't think of it so much as, like, sexist sometimes as it is, like, good cop, bad cop. Like, I don't think of sex as when I need to be, like...
Pushy?
Pushy or a bitch or whatever. Like, what, yeah. I don't see, like, I'm... You know what I mean? Like, I need a man to stand behind me or something like that. That's not how I see it. Sometimes I do
no,
need a little
don't.
Backup.
You don't need a man behind you.
No,
you're a very strong woman.
You definitely don't need a man behind you. But I felt like I was driving home, and I'm like, I wonder if she thought that she can't get this done. You know, when you get in your own head, you're like, I could have been construed wrong. Because I was like, I'll send an email to Ren. And I'm like, she was probably sitting there going, fuck you.
I appreciate the email. Trust.
So, okay, well, I'm glad you weren't offended. I didn't call you because then when I got home and ate food, I realized I was probably in my own head.
I'm not easily offended, but that did not offend me.
Okay.
When was the last time you were offended by something?
Probably something you said.
Right. You talked about your bald spot on your head today, and I didn't say anything offensive.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I've never noticed your bald spot. Even when, I think, well, when you try to point it out to me.
Like I said, it's growing back in now, so I'm happy with the little fluff that's
right.
Well, on the side of my head.
The big thing on today's show, and we'll just dive in a little deeper with it and talk a little more about it. It was producer Nicole saying that she's off social media. If you missed the reasons why, go listen to our replay show from today, which is January 14th. You can hear why producer Nicole is off of social media. Do you feel good about it, though?
Yeah, it is an adjustment. There are times, and this just, I mean, it furthers my point as to kind of one of the reasons why I did it. Like, you just don't realize how much you use social media or even your phone as a crutch. Like, whether it's, you know, just going to the bathroom real quick, checking your notifications, or like maybe there's a down moment on the show where I might just pull up and scroll when, like, really there's 10 other things I could be doing instead of just bullshitting on social media.
So do you feel more productive?
100%. The amount of work that I've gotten done in 3-4 days this week is outnumbered the amount of work that I'd normally get done at this time.
But what about when you're bored and you want not to do things?
TikTok. Like, that's why I kept TikTok.
TikTok is what you
Because keep. I like my For You page, the algorithm that I have chosen for myself and that I have worked very hard
on TikTok.
On TikTok is incredible. And I mean, it's to the point where, like, I'll see this so heartfelt video and I will be crying my eyes out and then I will start crying laughing the immediate next video. And I mean, there's some that are dumb, but for the most part, there's nothing about TikTok that makes me mad or angry. It just makes
me
laugh.
That's true. Like when I get on Facebook or even Insta or even Twitter, there's all these opinions. It's all political, very political. And maybe it's just because of my algorithm, but when I'm on TikTok, there's no politics.
Same.
And I don't get upset.
And if
but
there
maybe
is,
some people's is.
Maybe. And yeah, there's definitely things that I've come across that are political, but then it's like a comedic spin, or it's just like making fun of someone. And
right,
to me, like, that's comedy, and I get enjoyment out of that. And I have no problem scrolling past it, whereas even on, like, on Facebook, like, I don't want to read what someone I went to high school with thinks about Trump. Like, I don't care what you think.
I don't care about their opinion.
You're like,
well, and I said a comment to a girl who used to be my boss back at when I worked 911. She went on this big rant. She was very Republican, very clearly Republican. And I said, I miss the days where I didn't have to know people's political mm-hmm. opinions. That when we spoke, it wasn't about political opinions. And
right,
she aggressively came back and was like, you should be able to respect people for their political opinions and still have be their friends. And I'm like, it's not even about that. It's,
you're like,
it's
case just, in point, that was aggressive.
It's not even like about that. It's not like you should like people because they're a different party, which I struggle with. But it's more so like anytime I ever sat down with her, we never talked politics.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
never did because
And you might have had an idea which way she leaned, but you never
maybe,
talked about
but
it.
But she didn't care about my opinion. I didn't care about her opinion, but we had other things that were more interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's like nowadays, all you can do, especially whether you're Republican or Democrat, everyone's constantly talking about politics. Republicans love Trump, and that's all they love to talk about is how much Trump is the Lord and Savior. Democrats hate Trump, and all
in
they
all
want
fairness,
to talk about is how much they hate Trump.
In all fairness, though, not so much anymore.
I was going to say no.
There's a lot of Republicans who have denounced Trump in the last, definitely the last week.
Can you hop on my social media feed?
I mean, there's going to be a handful
just
of people, and I don't even know,
mess.
Roy, how much I believe those assholes anyway. I think
yeah.
a lot of times they just post shit to get you and other people that
I
are on the
too.
Other side riled up.
100%.
I do.
And that's kind of where I'm at is that, you know, like, and I'm sure there's some that may call it naive, but especially just like growing up gay and having to deal with people who have not respected me or have not believed in my way of life, whatever. You educate people through kindness. You kill them with kindness, and there's nothing that I can say that can educate you more than you can educate yourself. I mean, I might know some things just because I Google things mm-hmm. and I research things. But, like, I don't want to hear how much people love Trump. I don't want to hear how much people hate Trump. Like, I don't care about that. Like, the only thing that I want to make sure that I do is leave like a better mark in my world that can hopefully leave a better mark in someone else's world. And someone knowing my political stance is not going to change anything about this world.
I'm currently, as we do the speaking, going through and unfollowing people on Instagram just because, like,
you don't know.
And yeah, like, one person hasn't posted since 2016.
Well, and also too, that's why, like, I don't mind still like having the, because I deleted the Facebook app. I've deleted most of the apps, but like, I still have the Instagram app because obviously MRL. But you guys literally follow every single person back, and I don't give a shit about half the people.
I don't follow that many back on. I mean, I have
on our show page.
No, yeah, on our show page
we follow everybody back.
Even if I open up Instagram, I'm looking.
You don't know anyone?
Yeah, it'll. Yeah, and I'm like, what? Nothing.
Yeah, and Roy, you bring up a good point. You know, and it's kind of sad because there's so many people in our lives who don't think the same way and don't align the same way with us politically, and it's damaging friendships. Amanda, my wife, says that her friendships, there's some that are permanently damaged, and including one person that was really close to her, and she's like, I feel like I don't even know her because we're so different. And I said, does it matter to you that much, though? And she said, yes, it does.
It does, because some of the things cross some moral values. It'd be different if politics didn't intertwine with morality.
Yeah, and now suddenly politics and religion are combined, politics and morality are combined.
And that's how you lose friendship, is when you go, oh, I thought morally, you thought differently about this. Down to my core, my value is, you know.
Yeah.
And also some people prioritize certain things other than others. And that's literally the way that I was taught to vote, is like, here's A, B, C, and D, what means the most to you? And I would put C up top. Yeah. Or what means the second most to you? I'd put B. And then, you know, but whereas like someone else could be like, oh, D means the most to me, or A means the most to me. And so I've just learned. I mean,
You learn that they're fucking idiots.
Let's talk about the actual event, though. When you went to do the cleansing and to get off of Twitter, Facebook, and Insta, which was the first one you did?
Twitter was the first one.
Did you have
it? I did, because it was the easiest.
So did you have like a plan going in? Like, okay, first I'm going to delete Twitter, then I'm going to delete Facebook.
I just knew that I was going to get off social media. But Instagram, it is not easy to deactivate Instagram. It is a whole thing. You can't do it on your phone. You got to do it from a computer. You got to log in from a computer. Facebook asks 100 questions. They literally don't make it easy.
Also, isn't... And not to rush you back or anything, but like, isn't Facebook, if you have it deactivated for so many days consistently, you can't get it back?
That's Twitter. You have 30 days on Twitter to reactivate.
Facebook too.
The only you can reactivate anytime on Facebook. It just said like the notification that it gave me was, would you like us to automatically reactivate after X amount of time? And I was like, I'll reactivate on my own. But it's my Facebook is already activated because I can't access anything work Facebook related without mine.
Right, right. No, that I get.
So I just deleted the app from my phone. But I don't even use Facebook anyways. Like, there's no part of me that scrolls on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, Facebook, you're right. Like, I can just use Insta and TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah. Like, I will scroll on Insta. I will scroll on Twitter.
Actually, I could take TikTok off. It'd probably be... Instagram and TikTok. I could take Twitter off. It'd be just Insta and TikTok.
I would have Facebook and Twitter, and I would only use Facebook to follow friends and like family, and then Twitter to follow all my sports teams. That's where like I found information yesterday that my childhood team, the New Jersey Nets, which are now the Brooklyn Nets, traded for Harden, which broke at the same time that Trump was impeached for the second time. So my timeline was Trump, Harden, Trump, Trump, Harden. But I wanted to tag you in a snowstorm on Twitter that a weather guy posted, and I went to tag you, and I couldn't tag you. That was today, after we even talked about how you were off. I'm like, why the fuck can't I find her name? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's that. And I've had one of my best friends who usually always, like, sends me memes. She's like, this is so annoying. I'm screenshotting it and sending it to you. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I'm going through and unfollowing people on Instagram right now. Like, this person... I think she comments on things that I post and stuff, but she hasn't posted anything since, oh boy, March 18th, which was like right before the lockdown.
Yeah, I feel like the world came tumbling down like March 13th, 14th, right there at St. Patrick's Day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It did, yeah. The last concert I went to was Friday the 13th, and then our event was supposed to be the 14th, and we didn't go. But yeah, like just being at home in lockdown, and I've noticed I double screen a lot. Like I will be literally watching a television show, and I will not necessarily lose interest, but because I mean, yeah, maybe it is lose interest. But then I will automatically go from watching that to just going down on my phone. And it's like, why am I in front of a screen 24/7 just to leave here? That's why I enjoy dog walking so much, is because I'm not on my phone. I'm literally just walking in like nature.
But I've never looked at it. It's such an interesting way to think about it. Because I was like, well, the TV show's boring, so I'm going to go look at my phone. But you're like, I need to be entertained every second I crave content in
that
manner.
What do you look for, though, when you do that?
Well, if I get bored with a TV show, I just go to TikTok, watch videos, or see what other people are doing.
And you don't even know what you're looking for. That's the thing, is you just think
you're constantly craving for something to keep you on.
For me, it's like sports, though.
Oh, yeah, like, fuck that.
Like, I love sports so much that, like, when I was watching Bridgerton episode 2 last night, I wanted to go see what the score was in the game, so I went on there. And then I wanted to see how many points Kevin Durant had, so I went there. And it's like,
I don't care about that.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that in my life, which I didn't for a long period of time, by the way, sports was not, you know, from March through May, my wife and I were like living a perfect lifestyle, she said. And now hockey starts.
Yeah, I've just realized how little, obviously I care what my friends are doing. And, you know, but I think if anything, maybe this will like bring more conversation versus just like, so-and-so is doing this. Or, oh, okay, I've seen this. So-and-so is doing that. Because it's just like, why am I constantly needing to be on my phone?
Because you're capable of doing it and you have it in front of you and it's an information gatherer. Yeah.
It's easy. It's convenient, but it doesn't make it healthy or any less toxic.
Nope.
I think I'll try to be less screen time.
Your whole plan was to get on more social media in 2021 and be better.
That was my thing going into the pandemic, is one screen at a time. So if you're watching TV, great, watch TV. But if you want to be on your phone, pause the TV and don't have it both on. Yeah.
I want to do more mindful social media, like posting me.
Not sitting on just it, being checking out other people's content. Right.
Not just constantly refreshing for a friend. I don't want to be mindlessly on it. And you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to put a date for you and I to play chess and have some no screen time, just you and I talking.
Okay.
Like we keep talking about it and we never flip into it. We just need to pick a day and say, hey, for lunch, you're coming over, or whenever you're done. I don't know when you're done walking dogs. But you're coming over and that's what we're doing. We just got to do it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be healthy for us.
What's going to make you happy this year?
Oh, God, that's...
Well, I don't even know. I don't know.
One thing's clear is that Loren wants to know what's going on in your world. She thinks it's a bigger picture than this, and it might be, but do you feel comfortable coming to me about what's going on in your life?
No.
Coming to Roy?
No.
Loren?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to stop asking.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like...
And now the Veg booking is gone, so that sucks. She's off social media. No more Twitter, like a fucking lyric from a song on Twitter.
Like, if you were quiet one morning, I'd be like, let's go check her Twitter.
Right.
Let's see what she...
That is true. It would be like, the blue skies are turning dark. We're like, okay, she's feeling some type of way.
let's go check the Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can always reach out to us.
I'm good.
I'm a really good listener, by the way. Like, if you
know, there's just nothing to talk about. Like, that's the thing, is it's like, whatever I go through is like my own doings, like my own feelings.
I feel the same way. Like, when I go through some shit, I know it's my cross to carry. I'm going to lower my shoulder and put my head down and fucking push through it. But that doesn't mean that, like, for me, it's really hard because I don't have, this is, I'm sorry if any of my friends are listening to this, but my friend group doesn't give a fuck about me. And that's really hard for me because...
Why do you think that?
No, because nobody ever, like, checks on me. But I'm not the kind of friend that needs that either.
Right.
So
you're
I'm
the friend
okay
that people
with,
go to. And
right.
And
I'm okay with that. But then when people want me to reciprocate that, then I'm like...
100%.
Yes, I can do that, but I'm not... Because you don't do it for me, it's not at the top of my mind to do it for you either. I might check on you every once in a while, right. But like, if I know you're going through some stuff and you won't talk to me, it's kind of like me asking you, like, are you going through some stuff? If you won't talk to me, I'm going to stop pushing because I know 100%. That you'll come to me when you're ready.
Right.
Kind of thing.
100%. And that, I mean, that is like, and that's what I always tell people because like, just like the 2 weeks that we were off, mm-hmm. like, I mean, it was so cool just doing nothing and sleeping mm-hmm. and really just being able to like see what a healthy lifestyle of sleep and cooking and doing everything that you need to for yourself without work, you know, is. But just in those 2 weeks, because a lot of people had off, probably like 4 people in my friend group like needed to vent or needed to talk or needed something. So they all came to me. And then my best friend Christine came down and we were just like talking and I'm like, we were just drinking by ourselves and I was like, yo, like all of the like 4 different people, 2 of which of those 4 called me crying, like just mm-hmm. needing fucking help.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like,
that's heavy. Especially when you feel some type of way
but also
already.
Too, I can't tell you the last time any of those 4 people asked me like, hey, what's going on in your world? Are you mm-hmm. good? Like, no, you went through a breakup, no, you're like now quarantined alone, like all this shit. And I'm like, I mean, I don't need it. That's the thing. Right. It's like when you're accustomed to not having that, you just buck up and you deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I guess I can delete Alive After 5. I don't have to follow them on Insta anymore.
Oh my god. We're having like a really like heart to heart conversation.
Alive After 5.
It used to be a party like at the Epicenter in Uptown.
Thursday night party.
Oh my god.
The last time they posted was on April 22nd, 2019.
Let me tell our audience this. Alive After 5 is one of
suddenly
these things.
What Manny throws out there isn't such an asshole okay, topic,
we'll,
huh?
We'll go back to you guys. We would throw the biggest bitch fits because we would have to be out there and they wanted us there until like 9 o'clock at night. And then by the time we got home, it's like 10 and we're
but
like,
they wanted you there at like 4:30.
Yeah. They wanted us at 4 and we were there all afternoon and we would throw the biggest fit. But on the flip side of that, if I didn't actually have to work and like, I don't know. It was fun when we got there.
Because
it was great when we got there.
We do this with everything, though. We bitch about everything.
But you also wanted
to
be there together.
I was going to say, as soon as we get there, we have a great time.
I will say it would blow if we weren't together. Because if I would not only bitch and then go without you guys, and I'm like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
That was the first thing you made me do on my first week here. You made me go and get on the stage, and you didn't realize how much I fucking hated stage announcements.
There's a lot of people in radio that don't like to be in front of a crowd. Like Elvis Duran mm-hmm. loves doing his radio show, says he quivers when he has to get in front of a crowd.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why Seacrest does everything. Like the jingle balls and stuff.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Elvis still gets up on stage, but he says he hates it and he doesn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But
back to your serious moment.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to continue unfriending. Here's somebody that Roy follows, Loren follows, the MRL show follows, but they have no post yet. Only 8 followers. It's that person.
No clue who that is. But also that's why like y'all too easy. Like y'all are easy. Like you have to work for my follow.
Oh no, you do too for me. I mean, unless you're a hot chick, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because I go through little bouts where I'm like, well, what if they're a listener? And if I follow them, will they then listen more? I don't know.
Go Vivin Tindermurnen fan page 886. So clearly they were a different name. They changed their name, but
yeah, probably.
I'm not following anymore.
Yeah, I try to follow people back. I don't know. It makes them feel good.
Our boss man, Bill.
He's got Insta?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Does he post?
No. Nope. I can see when he looks at my stuff.
October 10th, 2015 was the last post of his.
2015.
Look, he posted that. He's got he's comedy. Jesus. Let's see what he did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, well, continue your serious conversation. I'm right here.
Well, one last thing. I think I want to try to check on people. You guys are inspiring me to do better about checking in on people. And then the other thing that I've been trying to work on, but I fail greatly at, is when someone's telling you a story.
You try to relate to it.
Well, but I get excited because I want to share a story too.
Yeah.
And then I don't listen to them. I'm trying to do better. Like, I'm trying to really sit and listen.
Well, what you're probably doing is not coming from like a place of like some people do it and they're like one-upping the situation.
I don't
like
one-up.
You know, like if you're like, oh yeah, so this happened with my family over the holiday, like, oh yeah, my family is a shit. You know, like they
most,
say
most
it like
people
that.
Do better things than me, like better better experiences. I don't ever really one-up.
But sometimes it's just to let you know that you can relate to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why I do it, but I get too excited because if I forget, I'll be gone. And so, like, I want to get it out. And I'm now trying to just, stop that and just really focus and get people my attention. I try to be a really good listener.
What'd you say?
I've only really gone to – that's funny. I've only ever gone to – like, when you and I went to that French restaurant and you were upset and you were venting to me, was I a good listener?
Yes, you were a great listener.
Because I also try to be – when someone's upset – I also try to be on their side. I try to be like, yeah, fuck
See,
them.
That's why I love Roy. Oh, I love venting to Roy because Roy will take, he will have your back.
Yeah, I'm like, screw that bitch.
See, I'm too much a product of therapy to where like they literally work your mind as to be like, okay, well, what did you, why are you doing this? Why are you making this? And like,
you want to play devil's advocate.
To where you play like the self-awareness game of being like, oh, I take blame for this in order to cause this and chain reaction, yada, yada. So anytime, not anytime, but like sometimes I'll be like, okay, well, can you see how maybe that led to this?
Oh, that's so annoying. I will never vent to you. Yeah. That's Sterling like tries to fix my issues too. I'm like, no, just be mad at them for me.
I've had to do that. One of my friends and I'm like, well, you still, like she got laid off like back in October.
Yeah.
But she gets 6 months of furlough. And I'm like, okay, so and she got told that she was getting let off by the end of the year. So she had 3 months of still employment and then an extra 6 months of getting paid with no employment. And I'm like, okay, well, can you see how good you have it compared to a lot of people?
Great.
And she's like, I just want to vent. And I'm like, okay, but can we take a second to realize how blessed you are?
Some people like, do just need to vent.
You wanted to be like, fuck your employer. Yeah. What's wrong with them?
I'm like, well, that's actually really nice.
Yeah. Dallas says that to me sometimes, and I'm like,
yeah, I can see how it gets annoying.
Just listen.
Oh, my God. That's
not
what Amanda
approvingly.
Says. Just listen. And I'm like, I always take the other side. I always play devil's advocate in life. I'm always like, well, let's see what
Nicole.
They're thinking.
You guys are two alike there. I like to get angry for them.
Which is why Loren calls on you.
I do. And you can easily convince me to be angry, like be like behind your back. Like I can easily be convinced with that. I'd be like, and they did what to you?
You can never be like the mediator of like your two best friends getting divorced.
I pick a side.
Oh no, I need you to be on my side.
I pick a side, and it would happen. I'd pick the most compelling side, but I'd probably pick.
But what if they both tried to like talk shit about each other? You'd go from one side to the other.
I'd be like, well, you know, you're kind of being a bitch about it because I've spoken to. Okay, well, listen, it's a 27-minute rap party. We got to wrap it up.
And I wasn't really involved. I was sitting here unfollowing people all morning.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you came from the War of the Roses podcast where you heard a commercial to come over here, we love you. Listen tomorrow, but we have more money for you. Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Or you could listen today.
Bye.
We still have more money.
Oh,
do I have to follow Caden's mom? I don't even know who Caden is.
I don't know.
I have TikTok questions. I just signed up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, welcome.
Are you now going to be performing on TikTok with dances and stuff?
No, I don't like the whole dance thing. And you know when it asked you for like what you want to see on your feed? I specifically did not click dances, and the first fucking video that popped up was
a
dance.
That's TikTok's
and by the
thing.
Way, TikTok sucks because it comes on hot. Like, whatever it is, it's loud, it's in your face, it's like a cop dancing is what I get.
Our boss has told us to, learn TikTok, and I'm genuinely trying. Like, I'm doing dances,
y'all. Doing something. I need this one. I got to find it. There's this one TikTok, and sometimes I'm on dark TikTok where it's, like, really dark humor, and it's a cop in front of his police vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can tell he's trying to do something like sweet, like he like gets on his knees and like prays, whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's blowing
and
Jesus.
And then Jesus appears.
Oh my God.
And then it's like Jesus is getting a blowjob. All you see is you cut to him and he's like fixing his robe and he's like, what?
Oh, I didn't see that part of it.
Yo, my God, yo, I fucking died.
I didn't see that part of it. Oh, that's so funny. I just saw the photo of him trying to pray, and they're
I gotta find it for you. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, bye, everybody. Right, thanks for listening. All right, bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.